The 26th annual Squirrel Run to benefit ALS is coming up in Quincy on June 8th. We're here to learn a little bit about the history of the event and how you can participate as well. From Lou Tozzi and Rich Rat Kennedy. Guys, great to see you. Thanks for coming over.
Joe, thanks for having us. Appreciate this.
It's our pleasure. As I mentioned, this is the 26th annual, Rich.
That's right.
Was the Jimmy Kennedy Run when it first started, right?
It still is.
Okay.
The official name is the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS.
Okay.
And my nickname being Rat, he was my younger brother, Baby Rat for a while, eventually became Squirrel.
Okay,
so
I see.
Much better known as Squirrel. Squirrel Run. It's catchy.
It very, very much so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a bit about how this got started, if you could.
Sure. Unfortunately, all the way back in 1989, I lost my dad to ALS. We were told at the time that there was nothing genetic or hereditary about it. And unfortunately, I'm from a family of nine, and the youngest of nine, my brother Jimmy, when he started tripping, falling, and things like that, eventually diagnosed with ALS. And I knew we're that 10% of all cases. 90% is called sporadic, 10% has a genetic link to it. We knew my family, and it was just like waiting for the other shoe to hit, that someone else was gonna be diagnosed with it. So again, things went on. I started the charity, I did my homework. I found Dr. Robert Brown. I would have gone anywhere for him to find out that he's absolutely the best in ALS research. And I found him at Mass General, my own backyard. So fantastic. So the very first Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS, 27 years ago, we started it up and decided that Dr. Brown would get all the money because we wanted the money to go directly to research. I've had some help from a lot of different people, and they all decided that would be the best thing for it to push forward with that. I now have four kids, and trying to protect them, typically the way the genetics work, two of the four will have the same gene as me and will be very susceptible to ALS once again. Good news for that is my two oldest kids have both been tested, and they tested negative.
That's great.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I now have three granddaughters.
Oh, congratulations.
So fantastic.
Wow.
The other two haven't been tested yet. And I tell them, you know, you're not any more susceptible. Everyone starts out with a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
They go, Dad, we know. They know so much about it, it bothers me.
Really?
But it's great that I'm still here and I'm still doing well 8 years after being diagnosed.
Now, Jimmy died at a very young age, right?
Unfortunately, 31.
Yeah.
He was 28 when he was diagnosed.
Wow.
31 when he passed away. And when I was diagnosed, I was 56.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't hear me complain about anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a tremendous 8 years with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting worse, but I've had a great time with it.
And it's more prevalent in your family besides, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
So, Lou, how did you become involved with the Kennedy family and then this year kind of really involved with the run? I know you have been for many years, but really kind of taking the lead this year.
Excellent question. Way back in the mid-70s, I was a track coach at North Quincy High. We had a very successful program. And Rat was one of my key athletes, state meet medalist. We were state champions a number of years, boys and girls. And I was fortunate enough to have not only Rat, but other members of the Kennedy family also. His sister Mary Kate, a former Globe Athlete of the Year. So I've maintained a friendship with the Kennedy family for years. Rat's mom, Mary, worked for me in the special ed department.
Ah.
As you know, I was SPED director in Quincy for 21 years.
Right.
I'm long since retired. But Mary was a dear friend of me and my family, as was other members of Rat's family, including his brother Jake, co-partner of Kenny Burr's physical therapy. Sadly, Jake has passed away from ALS also.
Yeah.
So I've maintained a very positive relationship with Rat. He asked me many years ago to help with the race, my background being track and field.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked closely with the mayor. Mayor Coker has been extremely supportive down through the years, and the Quincy police, who have been awesome. And my role has been a fairly simple one behind the scenes. Last year, I said to Rat, I think we need to give the race a shot of adrenaline, and we need to get more runners. We need to get more Quincy people. So we talked about it, and we've revolutionized the race a little bit. We've changed the way we do things. We're looking to make it a huge event in Quincy. It's not on Flag Day this year. It's going to be on Saturday, June 8th. And some of the major changes we've made, no longer will it be 5 miles. We're going to run 5K, which is 3.1 miles. We are also, this year, adding a high school and a middle school race. Mm. I'm targeting the Quincy Public Schools, high schools and middle schools. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, biggest change has been we've got incredible support from the community with donations and gift cards and prizes, and we're going to have an array of prizes for 14 different divisions this year.
Wow.
That'll be spectacular. Apparel, gift cards, hats, merchandise, you name it. It's going to be a great day for the city of Quincy and for the Angel Fund, for ALS and the Kennedy family.
So the Angel Fund, Rich, is that the actual fund that the run benefits?
Exactly right.
Okay, okay.
And great thing is we've raised millions of dollars.
Millions?
I'm proud of that, but I'm much more proud of the fact that I've never taken a penny. Mm. It has all gone directly to research.
Yeah.
So typically in a good year, the Squirrel Run will raise $50,000.
That's amazing for a one-day event in one community.
It really is. And yeah. Some of the events we do are incredible, like that. Harpoon Brewery does a run for us. They're going to go over $3 million this year with that. And that money, I don't take any of it. My board of directors takes none of it. It all goes directly to the ALS research and to Dr. Brown's lab.
Wow, okay. You know, so have you seen kind of the fruits of your labor, you know, through the years with the research that's being done?
It's been unbelievable.
Really?
I've been blessed to be very close to the research because we are paying for a lot of it. ALS is terribly underfunded, so you can't count on the government for anything. So we're hustling like crazy for this, and I've seen unbelievable strides that we've taken, just remarkable how much more we know about the disease, and that'll turn into very specific treatment very soon.
That's fantastic.
It's
more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's correct.
For folks who might not know what we're talking about, it's been around for a very long time, since Lou Gehrig, right?
Even before Lou Gehrig.
Well, of course,
he was
the
most famous person. And it always bothered me that, you know, people would say he died back in 1933,
right.
34, somewhere around there, and we don't know any more about it. It's not true. We know so much more about it. It's just that we're not turning that yet into specific treatment.
Yes.
But we're getting there.
Are we better on to symptom treatment, though, than we have been in years past?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Yes. There's medication, something called Amylyx, a combination of medications that I started with. Right after I was diagnosed, you know, Dr. Brown and I sat down, we went through 50 different proposals, and that was the one he picked and started me on those medications, and that was an unbelievable bridge to get me moving in the right direction.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And are there also support groups for folks with ALS or their families?
There are.
Really?
There's an organization called Compassionate Care for ALS, which I absolutely love.
Okay.
I'm in close contact with them. They provide equipment. They provide support groups. There's so much they provide. So I'm pleased to throw that name out there and get them any advertising they could, would help with them.
Okay.
Terrific organization.
Okay, good to know. But the Squirrel Run specifically is just for the Angel Fund for research.
Exactly right. Correct.
Okay.
All the Angel Fund events, the Timlin race coming up, named after Mike Timlin's mother, former Red Sox.
Oh.
The Harpoon Run, all the different things that we do all go specifically for research. That's why the official name of the charity is the Angel Fund for ALS Research.
Okay.
And specifically, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
But we're blessed to know people like Compassionate Care for ALS, which take care of all the other things.
Yeah. Do you know of any other families, Rich, that have been so impacted by ALS as yours?
Unfortunately, because of what I do, I visit newly diagnosed patients all the time.
Yeah.
So I've gotten to know a lot of other families, maybe not as badly affected as my family is, but it only takes one person.
Yeah.
And you've seen it. You've seen one person just deteriorate and shrink and eventually pass away. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It makes an unbelievable impression.
Mm. You have a tremendous spirit about you and a positivity about you that I'm sure transfers to other folks in a positive way.
I wish I could put it in somebody else, but it's the way I've always been.
Really?
And, you know, running track for this guy,
yeah.
playing football at North Quincy,
yeah.
you know, these guys beat that toughness into me, and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
And I'm still here, so I'm unbelievably lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you want folks newly diagnosed or folks that have been going through ALS for a while to know that they may not know, they might not be aware of?
That attitude is probably the single most important thing.
Mm.
I tell people all the time, don't spend 1 second of 1 minute of 1 day feeling sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what you can. Keep something on the calendar at all times because you always look forward to it.
Yep.
And then you talk about it for months afterward,
right.
et cetera. So that's great. And just know that research is moving in the right direction. I bring people into the lab. And it's now UMass Medical now is where it is now.
Okay.
And just to meet the people working on it, it's nice to know you have people like that on your team, and it makes a huge difference.
I would think that through the Squirrel Run, you've gotten to know an amazing amount of people that you now have close relationships
That's
with.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And not just that, but we do probably somewhere around 20 events every year.
Yeah.
And it draws different people,
sure.
different parts of the state. You know, different people come to different events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great.
So Lou, 26th annual Squirrel Run, Saturday, June 8th. Tell me all that's going to be happening that day.
You know, thank you, Mr. Catalano, for Quincy Access TV giving us this opportunity. I also want to give a shout out to the mayor, Mr. Tim Cahill of the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Murphy and Doc Daugherty down at Parks and Rec, Miss Michelle Hanley down at the Rec Department. They've been magnificent supporters as we try and expand the race. You mentioned the term public awareness, and
yes.
that's one of our goals, that we're trying to get public awareness for this dreaded disease.
Yep.
And we're hoping that on June 8th, we have a huge crowd. We're looking to get walk-ins. You don't have to register ahead of time.
Okay.
It would help. Everyone that registers for the run, the fitness walk, or the children's races will get a t-shirt.
Okay.
And again, I mentioned that a lot of prizes, and we're looking forward to a huge day at Pageant Field where the race starts and finishes. We have a support team that has been amazing, and the city of Quincy has been behind us for 26 years. But this year, their support has been incredible as we expand the race and make it a great day in the city of Quincy.
On race day, we try to do something for everybody.
Mm.
We have the run. We have a 2.5 mile walk, which goes down to the beach and back, et cetera.
Nice.
We have children's races. We have children's events, rides, things like that, and pizza.
Ah, of course.
Absolutely.
Well, Pageant Field is beautiful now since it's been renovated.
It certainly
it's
is.
It's quite an amazing facility up there.
It's a gem. And I love having people who aren't familiar with Quincy.
Yes.
Because the city is so clean now. Pageant Field is just absolutely beautiful. People come up there and they're stunned. It's great if that's their introduction to Quincy, it's a good one.
Yeah, well, you never realized how close it was to Quincy Bay. I mean, it's now a waterfront park,
mm-hmm.
you know, since the renovation, and the Ryan Boathouse is right there
right.
with an
mm-hmm.
eyesight as well, so that might expose folks to a program they might not be aware of either.
Correct.
So, Lou, what time does this all happen?
Yes, they can start arriving at 8:30 or so.
Okay.
We'll have a 9 o'clock would be the fitness walk.
Okay.
2.5 miles down toward the beach, coming back the same route.
Mm-hmm.
The actual race will start at 10.
Okay.
We're hoping we have so many runners it won't start at 10 because we're hoping that we have a record number.
Yeah.
But shortly after that, fitness walk concludes. We'll line them up and off they go in 3.1 miles through the streets of Quincy with the Quincy Police Department, leading the race and monitoring the streets and intersections.
Yeah, what's the route? What's the race route?
The route is coming out of Pageant and taking a right. Mm-hmm. Much of the race takes place in the North Quincy area. Mm-hmm. A little bit busy on a Saturday morning, but again, the Quincy police have got that well under control.
Okay.
We have maps that will be posted with the Quincy police, and we'll put them online for everyone to know. Again, 3.1 miles, not a real lengthy, complicated race.
Right, exactly, yeah. Is it actually competitive? Do you award?
Oh, very competitive.
Oh, it is, okay. And
we have,
of course it is, lose running, is it?
We have divisions that we're hoping we attract some excellent high school runners.
Yes.
Through my colleagues in the Mass State Track Coach Association, they'll be bringing some runners. But we have a division 19 to 29 and 30 to 39, and that often attracts some outstanding road runners. And we have some fabulous prizes this year. We're hoping that that will be a situation where people say, I got a great prize, I contributed to a great cause.
Yeah.
In the great city of Quincy, and I'll be back next year.
There you go. How many folks do you expect to show up?
I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we have at least 300
okay.
to 400. I don't know yet. The registrations are coming in,
yep.
and they can register right till the end.
Okay.
And again, as I mentioned, on the day of. They don't have to sign up ahead of time.
Okay.
300 is just the runners.
Yes.
We had tremendous walker turnout
oh, sure.
each year.
Yeah,
also.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's been very steady. With that, probably another 300 walkers as
yep.
well.
Okay.
And we welcome them all.
Yes.
And Lewis, they will also get an award and a prize.
Oh, they will.
A T-shirt.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice. As you mentioned, Lou, it's typically held the day of the Flag Day Parade, so this is the week before this year.
Right.
What was the thought behind that?
Mayor Koch and the Rec Department for many years, Mr. Barry Welch, another Quincy legend,
yes.
has worked with us.
Yeah.
It always has been the second Saturday in June,
correct.
And sometimes Flag Day is that day, and sometimes this year, it's not. So
right.
that's okay. Both days are spectacular days for the city of Quincy.
Absolutely, yep.
We've always been the second Saturday, and because it's the 8th this year, mm-hmm. it's typically early.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed the same. Flag Day get pushed a week back.
Right, Flag mm-hmm. Day is usually the Saturday closest to.
That's correct.
Right here in Quincy.
Correct.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that's why, okay, I see, I understand. It might benefit you, you never know, because you might need the entire day and night.
That's what we're hoping.
If the event goes on, right, exactly. Rich, I'm curious, what would Jimmy think about all this and where it's come from when it started?
I hope he'd be unbelievably proud
yeah.
looking down on this. It's carried his name for all these years,
right.
and the event has just been much better than I could have imagined.
Is that right? Yeah.
It's been phenomenal. This being the first event has kicked off so many others as well.
Yes, yeah.
And so started here in Quincy.
Right.
I'm so grateful for the mayor, for everyone in Quincy, and you, just to spread the word and get this going.
Yeah, well, we're happy to help for sure.
Well, thank you.
We certainly
I do want to add,
yeah, please.
Mr. Catalano,
yeah.
that this is now the only major road race in Quincy. There's no more Deegan, there's no more Cochran.
That's true.
So we're hoping this is the biggest and best ever. And again, attracting a lot of Quincy runners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've been disappointed in the past in the amount of Quincy folks that sign up.
Mm.
We have a track club, we have two high schools. We have a great population to draw from, and we're hoping this year we have record numbers.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll get folks that did participate in those other events, you know, come to this one. There was the Marie Curie race years ago, as you recall, too,
right.
For
mm-hmm.
breast cancer research. So, mm-hmm. yeah, the city has a long history of holding events for issues such as this,
yes.
certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the only one for ALS, so if folks might
correct.
Want to latch on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we should let people know about right now, do you think, either one of you?
I think you've covered it.
Okay.
Thank you for all your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And yeah, you're very easy to talk to.
Oh, good. Likewise. we're happy to do it. We hope to shed a little bit of light, certainly on your family, mm-hmm. Rich, but also on this event and the Angel Fund as well. So thank you again, both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
You're very welcome. Thank you for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.